Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
We're playing good, swing good, running good, defense good, everything is good, so we have to keep it up.
1-2, Bednar delivers, swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rays, the Jolly Roger. The Renegade saves it for a third straight game. The Pirates sweep the Cardinals. They've won five in a row. And right now, they're tied for first in the Central.
It's a huge series. I mean, games, you know, our first goal of the season is to win the division, and then make a playoff run. So, coming into the year, everyone knew how good the Cardinals were going to be, and that's a good team over there, regardless of their record. That's a really good team, and to win three in a row against any team is tough, but against them, it's pretty sweet.
Don't tell the Pirates they're not supposed to be doing this. Don't tell them that they're supposed to be in last place in St. Louis. Is not supposed to be in last place. You heard Austin Hedges there. First goal is to win the division. And coming into the year, if you would have said, Crowley, they're going to be in first place in June, I would have laughed at you. Now, they're not in first place right now. They're a half game back. But as Greg Brown so eloquently put, they were in first place at the time of that victory. They are in a playoff spot right now. Doran, what a glorious weekend of Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, my friend.
Oh, baby. I mean, exactly what the doctor ordered. This is how you were to draw it up, Crowley. Like, I mean, we start off on Friday talking about this series and how important it was and how it was good to start with the Cardinals and then go to the A's. You go into this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everything is clicking. You beat the Cardinals. You pushed them back. You had a chance to. I mean, it could have went so bad, and it went so right. It really did. From every facet of the Pirates baseball team, they came through. We got to give them credit, man. We got to give them credit. Now, we'll see. There's still more games to play. There's games tonight. There's games against the A's. Worst team in baseball. Then you come back and you play the Mets. But right now, as we sit, Pirates a half game out of first place. Cardinals have push themselves back to last place.
I love it.
You have a decent gap with the Cubs. It's not bad. We got to give credit when credit is due, Crowley.
Absolutely we do. And for this team to bounce back the way that they have now at the start of June, they've won two consecutive series. They've won five consecutive games. They were in the pits. They were as bad just about as any team in baseball in May. And here they are, 31-27. Four games above 500. I didn't know that they were going to get above 500 again this year. We talked about it. When they lost that first game against San Francisco, I was ready to totally jump because they had such a great start. They were 20-9 in April, 20-8 to start the season, and they gave it all away by Memorial Day. And I think that is embarrassing. A joke. Shouldn't have happened. But credit where credit's due. They have now bounced back, and it's the way that they did it. Here's where I think the Pirates can sustain some life. Here's where I believe the Buccos can tread water. Their pitching's good enough. I'm there now. Rich Hill yesterday was excellent. He did exactly what they needed him to do. The bullpen pitched 7 innings on Saturday. 7 innings! And Rich Hill yesterday goes 6 2/3 because he knew he needed to save the bullpen to the best of his ability, and he performed. So the bullpen great over the weekend. The starting pitching, I think, is the strength of this club, and they've been up and down, really up to start the year. And then Johan Oviedo hit a bump or two. We saw it even with Roansy Contreras his last time out against St. Louis. The velocity up wasn't a great performance by him, but with the velocity being up higher than it's been really at any point this season in the rotation, I think that's something to build off of. Luis Ortiz has filthy stuff. They believe in him, and it shows you how much they believe in him when they pull him after 2 innings for that rain delay because they think he's got he's that important to this rotation. I think they can pitch well enough to tread water. How can they be a good baseball team? Guys like Ke'Bryan Hayes need to do what Ke'Bryan Hayes did this weekend. Oh. And I feel really good for that young man.
Me too.
Because we buried him. I know I've buried him a lot. And guys like Joe Block and Neil Walker have told us he hits the ball hard enough that eventually he's going to come through. And I'm not going to let 4 games make me believe that Ke'Bryan Hayes is here to stay.
Those 4 big games, though.
But 4 huge games, man. 2 massive home runs. And Ke'Bryan Hayes is such a difference maker, or an X factor is the better way of putting it, for this club. If he can swing the bat even close to what he did this weekend, well, that's something that they've been missing. An impact bat at a corner infield position. What a huge series for him.
Oh, my goodness. Whenever he hit that home run on Saturday, I was like, this is exact. What perfect timing for you to come through and actually break through in the season whenever you know your team needed you and your bat was not effective at all. It was just fantastic to watch. But, Crowley, you know what the biggest positive from this series is for me? They did it without Mitch Keller.
Great call.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They did it without Mitch Keller. How many games has Mitch Keller saved the Pirates this year?
Yep.
How many games has Mitch Keller won basically by himself this year? They did it without him. You can read into it how you want, but I read into it as okay. Now this is where you take that step. This is where you took that step. You didn't have to rely on your ace to pull you out of the rut. You did it with Ortiz. You did it with Rich Hill, as you just named. You just went through it very eloquently.
Thank you.
And you did it with Roansy Contreras. Like that's telling to me. Like that shows me that you have enough to keep moving forward. Not saying enough to do anything serious here, but enough to actually keep moving forward. You won a series without your basically best player, your best pitcher. That is a lot in my eyes.
And Andrew McCutchen and Connor Joe got sat down yesterday, which if the Pirates had lost yesterday's game, I was going to come in here all ticked off, man. Mm-hmm. Because you got the A's coming up. If you wanted to give Andrew McCutchen, even though he was 2-for-19 career against that starter yesterday, if you wanted to give him a day off, I would have done it against Oakland. I still think that they swung and missed on that one despite the victory. Connor Joe had a wonderful game the day before, and I didn't like sitting him down, but they got away with it. Fine, an 11:30 start's really weird. But I look at the Pirates' bullpen. I mean, we're talking about all the contributors this series. Dari Moretta is nasty.
Oh, my God.
And him striking the pose after that strikeout was just glory. Like, that was the moment of the weekend. I realized Ke'Bryan Hayes hit a couple of home runs that were massive, and the strikeout to end the series by David Bednar had that place basically shaking. But the image of the series to me is Moretta striking out what's-his-face on the 86-mile-an-hour slider. That was just nasty. And I think because I say it's the image of the series, because the bullpen, man, has been so good. Moretta has stranded 20 of 21 inherited runners, the highest percentage in Major League Baseball. You know Bednar's good. Holderman gave up a couple of runs, fine, but you know he's good. And any time, if you go and you look at the bullpen numbers in Major League Baseball, the Pirates have 4 guys that are all up there in terms of ERA leaders. If you've got a good bullpen, the key to them winning games is if you can get your starters to go six.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking for reasons for optimism for this club, how they can remain in the race, apart from just the division out and out sucking, the wild card race kind of out and out sucking, looking at them myopically through the prism in the lens of just the Pittsburgh Pirates, there are great teams around Major League Baseball that would kill for this Pirates bullpen. So if your starters can simply find a way night in and night out to go five, six innings, you're going to put yourself in a position to win a bunch of games, even if you can't hit.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're all of a sudden going to turn into a great hitting team, but G-Man Choi is going to be back in short order. And people make fun of me for saying that. G-Man Choi, what kind of difference is he going to make? He got a 760 career OPS. When you look at some of the guys that they're throwing out there, I think Roansy Contreras, or not Roansy, excuse me. I think Rodolfo Castro. I got confused with my R's and my C's. I think Rodolfo Castro should be playing every day. Jiwon Bae has really found himself and been more consistent now. Those are the keys, I think, to success from an offensive standpoint. Can you get a controlled and focused Jiwon Bae?
Right.
And can you get the pop from Castro from the right side? And can you get Key Brian Hayes to be more consistent? Because I think the pitching's there to stay. I'm all over the place today in my excitement.
Good. It's good.
But though, if we're looking for optimism, if we're looking for how the Pirates can hang in this thing, those are all the keys for me.
This is why I am so glad they didn't, excuse me, sit down Jiwon Bae. You know, I feel like, you know, and we've had this discussion a lot over the past 2 weeks. And, you know, Shelton took the method of, all right, just come through. Just keep playing, figure it out. And man, did he figure it out. I mean, no, obviously not to a full extent, but he's been playing very well ever since, you know, those mental errors that we saw about a week ago. I'm glad that they kept at him. You just got to give a young player like that confidence. And he's all over the place. I mean, how many positions has he played? Did he play in the last six games?
Well, and I think he needs to be in center field full time. I think that's how they optimize their outfield defense too, is he has made some stupid plays out there, but those are physical errors. Those are going to happen. He also has made a handful of spectacular catches. And by the way, his last nine games, he's hitting .321, stole a couple of bases. His last 11 games, he's hitting .343. As I just keep going back through the game log, his last 13 games, he's hitting .372. Jiwon Bae was such an engine for these Pirates at the start of the year. He's been that now as they've won 6 out of 10, as they've won 5 in a row. It's not like he doesn't have ability. He does. We've said that the whole time. And I think I've got to concede that, yeah, maybe, just maybe Derek Shelton knows what he's doing with that guy. You had something to say, Callis?
Yeah, you said you're all over the place this morning, and I agree. Did you play an Austin Hedges clip when we started the show?
Yeah, Austin Hedges.
Yeah, I'm shocked you care what that man has to say. I mean,
he's a good talker. I'll give him that. He's still hitting .179 on the season, but he was good yesterday, 2-for-3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.